We were very glad to be able to be here to listen to the concerns of the local community and to be able to reassure them that the incidents being talked about was not of any safety concern. And my impression of the meeting was that the people here understood that and overwhelmingly were reassured about the safe operation of the Vulcan site. And so I was very pleased about that. We had that opportunity to allow that to happen.
Members of the stakeholder group talked in quite a complimentary way about Vulcan. They were less complimentary about the Ministry of Defence. They were talking about feeling almost let down, or almost as though a trust had been breached. What would you say about that?
Well, what I would say is that, you know, I'm sorry they felt like that. I understand why they felt like that. I think the Secretary of State in his statement said that it was a balanced judgment. There are things about Vulcan that we cannot disclose, you know, that are most rightly the result of, that are in the realm of national security, that we need to keep safe. You know, there are technologies there that other countries would like to have and we have to protect. So that's undoubtedly. Now, they did discuss about whether or not we were right. Obviously, it's the judgment that was made by the Ministry of Defence.
I suppose these meetings are helpful for everyone because it's a chance to find out more, but perhaps for people like the MOD, a chance to learn some lessons. Anything been learned?
Well, I mean, we know what people's opinions are. We heard their opinions and, you know, we do understand them.